Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're sharing Brother Copeland's teaching this week from Word Explosion Military Salute. This was an exceptional meeting. In the midst of uncertainty, we can still come out on top. The things we'll be learning provide the wisdom and the equipping to help us live safely and successfully. Now get ready to receive as Brother Copeland begins in John chapter 14.
I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said to him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet you've not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? You believe? Now, not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father on me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. I'm doing the works of Jesus right now. Yes. Now, what did Jesus say? I mean, the crowds were just overwhelming. And his family thought, he's absolutely crazy. He doesn't do anything like he's supposed to. He doesn't qualify to be a prophet. He doesn't come from the tribe of Levi. We're of the tribe of Judah. Who is he? He's crazy. His family thought he was. The scripture says lunatic. That means moonstruck. He doesn't do what a prophet's supposed to do, yet he acts like one. And they said, would you send him out here? We'd like to talk to him, please. He wouldn't answer. And to the people he was talking to, he said, who are those that do the will of my Father? Those that do the will of my Father are the ones that listen to me. So we're doing the works of Jesus. We're in the will of God. Amen. And all that very large household that's watching. Wish we had room for you in here. We do. Come on in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go down here. I bordered this in my Bible in red, the 21st verse. The 20th verse, at that day, you shall know that I'm in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. What day? Just a few days from now. So when did they know it? 50 days. Pentecost. That's when they found it out. That's when he came in them. He foretold it right there. Well, you see it there. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter, that he abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you in just a few days. At that point, they had no concept of what he was saying. Because they had a few hours of really tough going here. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Oh, I will manifest myself to him. Well, Jesus, you know how much I love you. You don't ever manifest yourself to me. Oh, you really love me? I love you, Jesus. Then why don't you do what I tell you to do? Well, we'll talk. Now, I've been guilty of this. I don't get on you for anything I hadn't already. My toes have already been stepped on. I've said this a lot of times, but the Lord gets on me, then I come get on you. He woke me up. Then it's my responsibility to share with you what happened to me and how, thank God, he fixed it.
Yes.
And the things that cost me dearly, disobedience, just because I thought I had a better idea. And I answered for myself why bad things happen to good people. It is so simple, because good people make bad choices. This is just a simple matter of the love of God, the goodness of God, and faith in God with corresponding action to that faith. And it's because of the love commandment. 13th chapter. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. There is no power but of God. Now you come down. Oh, this, the book of Romans is just this magnificent book. I'll close it with this. Colossians chapter 1. Oh, I can just see it in my mind that the first time I really stopped to study this small letter. These are letters. Yeah. Take the time. That's not but 4 chapters long. You can read that in a few minutes. Read it every day for a while. You partners know that Colossians 1, 9, 10, and 11 is on the bottom of that letter. I pray this for you. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, all dunamis, all power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and dunamis. That Greek word is the same word from which we get received dynamite. Dynamin, dynamite, dunamis. strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the authority of darkness. One of the things about the English Bible is having words that actually mean different things. Well, we have the same thing in English. We just don't pay enough attention to it. Thou shalt not kill. That actually said, you shall do no murder. But we have the same thing in English. We have murder, self-defense, justifiable homicide. All of that is killing. Some accidental and some premeditated. But this one delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the word there, dear son, the son of his love. Look it up. The son of his agape. It is the love kingdom. It is the kingdom of love. And God is king wherever love is primary. Now, I talked about a warrior going to war with love. Now, last week, I was on the Navajo Indian Reservation. My name is Wambli Hoeste. Good Eagle Speaks. And my spiritual son, Jerry Savelle and I, well, his name is Elson Bennett in English. And his name in Navajo, since he's a pastor, is Thunder Speaks. And I'm telling you, you know what he texted me today. David, do you have my phone? Oh, that's all right. Yeah, here it is. Thank you, sir. A dishonored warrior is a warrior that fights without love. Dan Akee, Navajo code talker, United States Marine Corps. Do you understand what the code talkers were? The Japanese listening in couldn't understand Navajo. Not only is that a very difficult language to learn, but they even had code inside. Like a tank was a turtle in Navajo. Well, you'd have to, they never heard anything like Navajo to start with. Because when someone speaks Navajo rapidly, it sounds like a bunch of grunts and groans. Particularly if they're really rattling it off. Like I had to practice my name. Because of the accents and so forth. I had a little bit of edge because of of what amount of Spanish that I speak. An unworthy warrior goes to war without love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, For by him were all things created that are in heaven and earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He's no longer the only begotten Son of God. He is the firstborn from the dead. And we are joint heirs with him. We have firstborn status. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, sir. There's someone in the sound of my voice that's having heart pains right now. AFib. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus sacrificed his body for yours. The very sac around his heart, that spear went right up, and then the blood and water flowed out of it so your heart could be healed. Oh, thank you. Burning ulcers, being healed, and the peace coming in there. Check yourself. Check your love life first. Repent if necessary. Because Jesus, do you know that's the only thing Jesus pointed out? There are many hindrances to faith, but that's the only one. Just take a red pencil and mark them. The only thing he ever said, he said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Faith won't work in an unforgiving heart. You love your neighbor as yourself, fulfilling the law and the prophets. And then he said, what's your name, brother?
Dave Rogers.
Jay. Then he said, a new commandment I give you.
Yes, sir.
That you love one another.
Yes, sir.
Now, well, I'm not through. The prayer that he prayed in the 17th chapter of John. Oh, I remember praying this. And he began to pray. This is right there that night. And so I thought, I just learned about the prayer of agreement. And I thought, I'm a student there at ORU. I thought, I'm going to agree with every word of this. I didn't know it was the right, but I didn't know anything yet much. And so I just started agreeing, and I just agreed and agreed and agreed. And it came on down, and I thought, oh, this is so good. And then verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And I thought, right there, he prayed for me. Oh, that they may all be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Oh, I agree with that. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. And I thought, oh, now, wait a minute. The glory. But it's written in red.
Okay.
I and them, thou and me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as much as you loved me. And I said, no. And I was standing up in that our little living room. Our whole house wasn't as big as that platform, but in just about that wide, had a little living room there. It's just a little project house, you know, the old kind, the little hallway that had a floor furnished in the floor. It's built World War II. No, I said, Lord, there's no way that you love me as much as you love Jesus. I was trembling all over. But I said, Lord, I said it. I said I was going to agree with this. And I said, the world may know you sent me. Love them as you love me. And Yeah. Verse 26, I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. And I am them. Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because it's the same Spirit. The same Spirit.
God's glory is flooding our nation's capital during our 2021 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery. It all starts November 11th through 13th. We're in person and admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/events. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth. As a born-again believer, you have a Comforter. You've been given the Holy Spirit. During this time of turmoil, upheaval, and stress, you're able to stand in faith, knowing that God has a word for you, and God has a word for your nation. In the book, One Word from God Can Change Your Nation, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Creflo Dollar, Happy Caldwell, and John G. Lake, you can be reminded that you're on the victory side of all the things happening around you. Anchor your soul and be the light in the darkness. You can have hope knowing the Almighty God has a blood covenant with you and your family. When we're confronted by impossible situations in this world, we have a covenant right to factor in Jesus. Take your stand on the victory side and immerse yourself in the Word of God. Learn how God can change even the worst situation. No matter what is happening around you, delve into God's Word and prepare for an awakening to God.
Request your free book, One Word from God Can Change Your Nation, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Every born-again believer has the spiritual influence that can change their government and nation. It's the power of prayer. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
November 11th is Veterans Day in the United States of America. Today, we want to honor and acknowledge the men and women who have served in the armed forces. We appreciate all you've done and thank you for your courage and your sacrifice to our nation. We recognize you for your dedicated service, and we are truly grateful for your acts of heroism that have allowed our nation to have the freedoms that we enjoy. Father, we pray over our veterans right now, and we thank you for them. Thank you for the acts of service that they've given to this nation that have allowed us the freedoms that we live in right now, and continue, Lord, to prosper them in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, pray with me over that right now. Say this after me. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Take my life and do something with it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if you've prayed that prayer, you are born again. And you have the help of the Holy Spirit. To help you learn about who you are in Christ, KCM has put together some free resources called the Salvation Package. It contains a book by Kenneth and Gloria called He Did It All For You and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. To get your free package, just go to kcm.org. And we have coming up the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. It starts today, November 11th, and goes through Saturday, November 13th. Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be preaching, Come and Hear the Word and Be in God's Presence. You can join us in person or live online at kcm.org. That meeting is a meeting where the Word of God and the prophetic Word is going to be brought forth, where our nation is concerned and where we are concerned. The Lord is taking us in a place where we've never been before. There's a great awakening that is happening in the United States of America, and this is the right time for us to be at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, and it's the right time for you to be there as well. The Lord is up to something, and He's up to something really, really great. Now, tomorrow, Brother Copeland will teach us how to take the faith that we have and put demand on the power of God so that we can live a life without fear. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/salvation. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.